It's 27 to 8 on Breakfast. That's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello again.
Hello again, Fran.
Carmichael Hunt's case has been dealt with, but what about the Gold Coast Titans players caught up in this crisis? There was a few names when this story broke.
Oh, quite a lot of names. Beau Falloon and Jamie Dowling. They also appeared at the Southport Magistrates Court yesterday, along with Carmichael Hunt, who of course was fined $2,500 and also cupped his whack, to use that term, from the Australian Rugby Union. Now, the rugby league players, the Titans, their case, Falloon and Dowling, their case has been adjourned till May the 8th. There are other players as well who will appear in court on Monday. And there's a big push going on for these guys to be allowed to play, not least from their coach, Neil Henry. He needs them for the obvious reason, so he's got a competitive football team. But there's also claims of, you know, presumption of innocence. Their lawyers are saying they may not get the full hearing if they plead not guilty until December, and if they're then found not guilty and then have not been allowed to play, that opens up all sorts of things about, you know, suing again for compensation. So it's it's this situation we do have in this country where sports people get the double jeopardy, if you like. They're punished by their sport as well as by the police and the courts and so on. And whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, we're not entirely sure. I think the argument's always going to be ongoing about that. But for these guys, rugby league is what they do, and they do best, and not to be able to do it is probably something that's going to really hurt them more than any whack they get from the Southport Magistrate.
M. Cricket Watto admits it's all his fault.
The bleeding obvious, Fran. Look, it's I was just thinking about it, you know. Normally he's in good form and, you know, you think, oh, beauty, he's finally on top of his game, and he'll do a calf or do a hammy or do something, and he's out for about another 6 weeks. Now he's injury-free. He can't hit the ball off the square. So, yes, he has, as we know, he was dropped from that last game that Australia played against Afghanistan. It seems highly unlikely he'll come back for a pretty important game against Sri Lanka this weekend for Australia. Now, this has all been compounded a little bit by Bangladesh beating Scotland yesterday. Bangladesh is now equal with Australia in Pool A. And then the big match in Pool A comes on Monday when England, still on 2 points, that's three behind Bangladesh and Australia, plays the Bangladeshis. So it's a very, very interesting World Cup. Those people who wrote it off at the start saying they couldn't wait for it was over, it was going to be boring, etc., etc., they've got an awful lot of yolk on their face, Fran.
And just finally, Warwick, in soccer, a big game for the Matildas tonight in Cyprus, of all places.
Yeah, the Cyprus Cup is an annual event, usually 12 teams from all over the world. This one is particularly important because it's part of the build-up to the World Cup in Canada later this year. And the Australians already played one game. They beat the Netherlands 1-0. Larissa Crummer, lovely name, more an AFL name than a soccer name, Crummer, but she scored the winning goal. And tonight they play England. Now, the significance of this, that the Dutch were one place behind Australia. Australia ranked 10th in the world. The Dutch are ranked 11th. But tonight's game is against England, the number 6 team in the world. And both sides have indicated they're going to go flat out from here on in, so that when they get to the World Cup in Canada, they're both in red-hot form. So it'll be interesting to see just how Australia, the Matildas, go against the Three Lions, as the English women's soccer team is known, Fran.
Go the Matildas. Thank you very much, Warwick. It's 24 to 8 on Breakfast.